This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It has now been a year since Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zena Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonzalez lost their lives to a senseless murder on the University of Idaho campus. The man charged with this crime, Brian Koberger, now sitting in jail, awaiting trial. All this weekend, we're going to take a look back at the conversations, investigation, and interviews that we've conducted the last 365 days on this case as we continue to await justice for those four college students. Four killed for what? The case against Koberger. The story all weekend here on the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
The Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking about DNA in the case of Brian Koberger and the knife sheath. There's been some speculation, some confusion, some developments in the case of that piece of evidence. From what we understand, the knife sheath originally sent to the Idaho Crime Lab, they said, can't get much DNA off of this, and we're not finding what we need to find, and then get sent to another lab in Texas, where they find the genealogical DNA on the knife, which then connects it to Koberger's father, and then eventually puts Koberger as their main suspect. Joining me is Dan Crane. He is a forensic scientist and professor and very good at talking about DNA. Dan, thank you for joining us. Can you give us some insight into this with your expertise?
Well, I'll do my best. Very candidly, the dribs of information that are coming out are raising more questions for me than they're helping me develop some answers. But I can... I'm happy to share my thoughts.
Sure.
So it's my understanding that what they did is they found a knife sheath at the crime scene. A knife sheath is going to look awfully suspicious at a crime scene where people have been, you know, brutally stabbed to death. And so, you know, that would have obviously gotten the attention of law enforcement. They did what I would expect law enforcement to do. They sent it to their known, trusted colleagues in the Idaho State Crime Laboratory. And the people at the Idaho State Lab apparently took samples from the knife and or the knife sheath and arrived at some conclusions. And exactly what the conclusions are isn't entirely clear to me. Mm-hmm. But it does seem as if they essentially have determined that there's nothing to see here. So I suspect what happened is that they swabbed the knife sheath, probably from a couple of different spots, and looked then to quantitate how much DNA they were able to get from those swabs of the knife sheath, and got a result back that suggested to them that there was not enough DNA for them to be confident in their ability to generate a result, or to generate a reliable result. Mm-hmm. So they more or less threw up their hands. They may have said, look, we would be willing to try to generate a DNA profile, even though it doesn't appear as if we have much DNA. Many laboratories will do that. But they may have also said, however, you might want to consider sending this to some other laboratory that specializes in these very low amounts of DNA. One way or the other, a decision ended up being made to send the samples, probably the swabs, not the knife sheath itself, to a laboratory in Texas. Mm-hmm. And it appears as if the lab in Texas, what made them special is that they focus on using information off of the Y chromosome to help them get an insight into the paternal lineage, the paternal ancestry of somebody who's contributed to a sample. So, you know, the male line of the family. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible that the Idaho State Police Laboratory had not developed the ability to do testing of the Y chromosome. Some labs have, some labs haven't. And it may be that that's why this Texas lab got involved as well. But regardless, the Texas lab got information off of the Y chromosome. And then it appears as if they used that information to search a genealogical database to see if others who had been interested in their ancestry had submitted DNA for which there was a Y chromosome that looked like it came from a male relative of whoever had left their DNA on the knife sheath. And that, in turn, seems to have led them to Koberger's parents' home in Pennsylvania. And there, law enforcement took DNA from the trash and, I presume, confirmed the YSTR or the Y chromosome DNA test results that were part of the ancestry submission. And confirmed that indeed it looked like a male relative of somebody who lived in that household in Pennsylvania may have left their DNA on the knife sheath. And that in turn led them to see, could a male relative have been in the area? And then suddenly they find that the son is a student who lives, 10, 20 miles away from the crime scene, and the rest then becomes history.
Wow. And that's the journey of the DNA. With all that being said, is any of that refutable? Is there any questions that, or any holes that a defense could poke into this and leave some doubt in a juror's mind of the legitimacy of that DNA, with one lab not really coming up with much initially, but that second one finding something? Obviously, there was something there on the knife sheath, whether the one lab could find it or not. I think the question will be, well, why could that first lab not find it, or enough DNA to make some sort of match?
So let me speak to that question of yours first, and then I'll, if I forget, remind me to tell you what I think it might be a very effective defense strategy.
Okay.
Which would be separate. Again, given the circumstances of the crime, you know, it seems really apparent that there was an abundance of biological material at the crime scene, mm-hmm. Blood, right, all over. And so I wouldn't be at all surprised to find out that the knife sheath itself was very bloody. And there's probably very little question or even concern about whose blood might be on the knife sheath. I mean, I would imagine it would be pretty obvious whose blood was on the knife sheath. But the real issue is there somebody's DNA on that knife sheath that, you know, doesn't belong there, that you know, isn't one of the victims or isn't one of the people that would have regularly been visiting that apartment or that home. And so what I think may have happened here is that the Idaho lab found that they had a mixture. The fact that YSTR testing or Y chromosome testing seems to have been done may have suggests to me that they found a really strong major contributor of DNA to the knife sample that they tested, but that it looked like it was a female. Mm-hmm. And so there was a need then to focus on any additional DNA that might have come from a male. You don't need a biology professor to tell you, I suppose, but, you know, men and women are different. Mm-hmm. And the at a biological level, at a DNA level, that difference comes down to women have two X chromosomes and men have an X and a Y. And so if you have a mixture that has 10 parts woman DNA and one part man DNA, you may not see much of the man's DNA at the conventional locations that crime labs would look at, but you might be able to see it very clearly if you focused your attention on what only a man could contribute, the Y chromosome, right? And so, all this sort of makes sense. There's other explanations, but I think this is the most likely explanation of what's transpiring here.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Dan Crane, thank you for that insight. I want to go back to you in a little bit and talk about how do you defend something like this? How do you explain this to a jury? Do you? Or has it become something that works against the prosecution in this case? Stick around for that. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.